said earlier, today we focus on wholeness, well-being, and want us to turn our thoughts to what we know about God this morning. You see, if I was to ask for a show of hands, and ask you, who believes that God heals? I suspect every hand in the house would go up.
Amen. Yeah. Jolly will hope so.
If I was to say to you and ask you the question, does God heal today, Sunday, 29th September, 2019, same response?
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Every hand going up.
Lord, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You see, none of us have a problem with the theological concept that God is a healer. We don't have a problem with this concept because, I've got Jenny to put at the top of the newsletter today, we read that Israel, in Exodus, they were out in the desert and they didn't have any water and they came across a lake. And the lake had bitter water in it. So it tells us they went 3 days into the wilderness and they didn't find any water. The supplies they were carrying were running low. And they came to Marah. They could not drink the water because it was bitter. It's a bitterness. The people, I'm sure you would never do this, but the people grumble. Surely church people never grumble, do they? They grumbled against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he kept them saying, why have you brought us out of Egypt? At least we had water to drink back in Egypt. And Moses cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a log. And they threw the log into the water, and the water became sweet. And the Lord made for them a statute and a rule. And there he tested them, saying, if you will diligently listen to the voice of your God, and do what is right in his eyes, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer.
Yeah.
And we read it in scripture and we give intellectual assent to that because it's in the Bible.
Yes.
And because we're good Pentecostals and we believe what the Bible says.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The question that crops up time and time again isn't, is God a healer? It isn't, does God still heal today? Because we know that's truth.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem comes when we start to distill it down to our own personal circumstances.
Yeah.
And the question isn't, will God heal today? But the question actually is, will God heal me today? Is it? And that's where we begin to have a crisis of faith. That's where we begin to wonder. That's where we begin to lose. Because it doesn't say in the Bible that God will heal Mike Wright today. It doesn't say in the Bible that God will heal Ros Martin today. If it did, we'd be on a winner, wouldn't we? Because we believe the Bible. But we need to come back to an understanding of the nature and character of our God. You know, I'm the first to admit that there is nothing more frustrating than, in my particular circumstances, Especially out in India, I have prayed for many people with diabetes and see them healed.
Yeah.
And you can argue the fact that they don't have the access to the medicines, and if they did have the access to the medicines, the people we're ministering to actually couldn't afford them anyway. And so they are much more dependent upon God.
Mm-hmm.
But that still doesn't alter the fact that I've prayed for people with the disease that I have, and they are healed, and I am not. So the question, from a very personal point of view, is, do I believe that God will heal me today? And that's a question for each and every one of you who stand in need of a touch of God.
Yeah.
And as I say, we need to come back to the nature and to the character of our God and understand exactly who he is and where he is coming from. We didn't sing this song today, but never mind. Psalm 103 says this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed.
Yes.
He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. I love Corrie Ten Boom's picture. She says, God takes my sin and he throws it into the deepest ocean. And then he puts a sign in the ocean saying, no fishing. No fishing. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. But he knows our frame and he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it and it is gone and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember all his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. A wonderful psalm that just reminds us of the goodness of God, reminds us of the love of God. A call to us to bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Just look at the list of things that God does. Forgives our iniquity. Sets us free from sin. Sets us free from the penalty of sin.
Thank you.
Some of the songs we've sung this morning. I cast my mind to Calvary. The reality is, if you're asking the question, will God heal me today? The reality is you need to stop and you need to look at the cross. You need to come back to the foot of the cross and look up and see the dying form of your Saviour Jesus hanging on the cross. And remember that if you had been the only person who ever sinned in the whole of human history, Jesus would still have hung on that cross just for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That is how much God loves you. That is how much God considers that you are worth. You know, the whole principle of the free market works on the basis that whatever it is finds its level, its price, its value by what people are prepared to pay for it. The reality of the art world is most pieces of art probably worth a few hundred pounds, because what are they? They're a bit of canvas that might have a nice gilt frame around it, and it's a few bits of oil and pigment daubed onto the canvas. Not worth very much. And yet people are prepared to pay 50, 60, 70 million pounds for the right piece of art. Its worth is not determined by what it's made of. The chemical constituents of your body could probably be bought for a tenner. But God placed such a value on you that he sent Jesus to die on the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
Your value is not based upon the cost of your component parts. Your value is based upon what God was prepared to pay to redeem you and bring you back into relationship with him. Forgives all our iniquity, redeems our life from the pit, crowns us with steadfast love and mercy, satisfies you with good, restores your strength, works righteousness, merciful, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. Not dealing with us as we deserve to be dealt with. Not repaying us for the times that we fail him and we let him down. But reaching out to us with steadfast love. And my friends, we need to grasp the love of God, which is beyond our comprehension. It is beyond our understanding. But unless we can get hold of a sense of just how much God loves us, we are always going to ask the question, will God actually heal me? And I can't stand here and promise you today that if we pray for you, God will heal you. There have been times when I have prayed for people and I have seen them healed. There have been times when I have prayed for them and I have not seen them healed. And I wish I could explain why that was. I'd be rich if I could, because I'd be writing the book that everybody would be buying. I could retire. But what would I do without you? But God's love is beyond anything you can imagine. Anything you can imagine. Not for humanity as a homogenous love, but for each and every individual human being that has lived, that is living, or that ever will live, until the day when Jesus comes back once again. My friends, how many times have you looked at your television and there has been 24 hours in A&E, helicopter emergency room? You can probably list far more of them than I can. and you've seen these things where all sorts of things have happened to all sorts of people. But when it has happened to a child and the parent is there, the parent invariably says, I wish it had happened to me rather than to my child. I wish I could take my child's pain and bear it myself. Something along those lines. Why? Because that's the nature of parenthood. That's what parents want. They want the best for their children. They want, don't want to see their children in pain. They don't want to see their children in danger. They don't want to see their children's life being threatened. And so they wish that they could step in and take the pain away. Where does that come from? Where does that sense of that's what you want to do come from? My friends, it comes because we have the nature of God within us. Even those who do not, don't accept God's existence, unbeknown to them, they have the nature of God to a degree within them. They were made in his image. And this sense of not wanting the child to suffer comes from the very heart of God itself. The biologists, the humanists will tell you it's just an instinct. Well, yes, it might be an instinct. Oh my God, it's the one who placed the instinct there in the first place. But my friends, what makes you think that you are a better parent than God himself? That's almost idolatry, isn't it? That's saying, I'm better than God. Anybody want to put their hand up to that one? If so, see me later. You see, we understand that instinct in ourselves, we understand that instinct in each other, but we lose sight of the fact that that comes from God himself in the first place. And so God does not want you to be ill. Now, you can't take the analogy quite as far, because God doesn't sit there saying, I wish I was ill instead of Lynette, because God doesn't get ill. But the reality is, God has the heart that doesn't want Lynette or Emily or Jean or anybody else to be ill. That's why he declares in his word, and he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. What are the benefits? He forgives our iniquity and heals our diseases. There is healing in the cross of Jesus. Amen. There is healing in the sacrifice of Calvary. There is healing in the stripes that Jesus wears on his back to this day, where he was tied to a whipping post and flogged to within an inch of his life. The only reason they stopped flogging him was they didn't want to kill him before they had a chance to crucify him. That's the reality. And that's how much God loves us. That's how much God loves me. That's how much God loves each and every single one of you. That's how much God loves all the people who this morning, while we've been worshipping, have been walking past up and down Electric Avenue, who live in the houses, in the streets, round about. That's how much God loves your next door neighbour, my next door neighbour. The one you really don't like. The one who's playing loud music at 2 o'clock in the morning and keeping you awake. The one who always blocks your drive with his car. Yep, God loves them as well. And we need to have that understanding of the loving heart and the loving nature of Almighty God. And then we can come to that understanding that God has a heart and a desire to heal me. And yes, sometimes we're disappointed. I really believed at River Camp that God had touched me. And I came home from River Camp and tested my blood sugars. Guess what?
You know what?
They were a bit high. But that means, what does that mean? That means that I continue to wait upon the Lord. Mm. Last week we were looking at the need for personal revival in our lives. And this psalm just picks up on that whole thing once again. Lord, is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, abiding in love. Where's it gone? Shows compassion to his children. The Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. And that verse from Exodus. If you will diligently listen to the voice of God and do what is right in his eyes and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. Now, please don't get me wrong. I am not saying that because we don't get healed, we're all living wicked, sinful lives. You know, we're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners, because we are born with a sinful nature. And even after salvation, we continue to sin because we have not yet fully overcome that sinful nature. And if the Apostle Paul had to write, the good that I want to do, I don't do, and the evil that I would not do, I continue to do. If Paul, that was Paul's experience, my friends, the chances are it's going to be your experience, and it's definitely my experience. We don't necessarily get sick because we sin. We get sick because we have a sinful nature. Mm. And that sinful nature has, since that day in the Garden of Eden, corrupted our DNA, basically. And that corrupt DNA brings about mutations and all sorts of different things that go wrong with our bodies. So yes, it is possible that somebody sins and as a consequence becomes ill. Jesus himself recognized that fact when he said to the guy, your sins are forgiven, get up and walk. And everybody got really stroppy and said, only God can forgive sins. And he said, well, if it's easier, I'll say to him, be healed, get up and take you back. So it can happen, it does happen, but we cannot look at everybody who is unwell and ask what sins they have committed. That is not going to help. Not going to help us. It's certainly not going to help them. Our bodies decay. We get old. I can vouch for this because I can no longer do the things that I used to do. Not with the same vigour and youthful effervescence anyway. I can probably manage most of them, and it takes me a lot longer and I get tired a lot quicker. Why? Because I'm getting older. And hopefully I will get yet a lot older still. But the reality is that time catches up with all of us. But God is a living God. And he wants us to walk with him. He wants us to talk with him. He wants us to do what is right in his eyes. Give ear to his commandments. And then he will put lower the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians when I am the Lord your healer.
Yeah.
My friends, the Israelites walked 40 years through the desert. I remember David Paulson telling me, or not telling me personally, but he was in a meeting he was preaching at. And he said that he had walked in the desert for a day, and his sandals were a write-off. He had to go and buy new sandals.
Yeah.
My friends, the Israelites walked in that desert for 40 years,
yeah,
and their sandals didn't wear out.
Yeah. Right.
We have a God who is able. If we walk according to his commandments, do what is right in his eyes. A God who loves you beyond any measure that you can consider, that you can think of. A God who has a father heart towards you. The heart of the father that wants to bless his children. As I say, I wish I could thank each and every one of you. I wish we could pray for each other this morning and we would see everybody healed in this place this morning. I can't guarantee that. Certainly, we will be praying. If people want prayer this morning, but our well-being, our wholeness, depends upon our understanding of the depth of the love that the Father has for us as an individual.
Yeah.
And that is the starting point for your physical, mental healing, spiritual healing. And whatever God does in the terms of the miraculous in bodies in this place this morning, that would be wonderful. But my friends, my heart this morning is that all of us go away with a fresh sense, a fresh understanding, a fresh experience of Father Heart God. That we walk away from this place with our souls blessing the Lord. That as we go blessing the Lord, we don't forget his benefits. We walk and know that he is satisfying us. That he is merciful, slow to anger, abounding in love. That his love is as high as the heavens.
How high are the heavens?
Well, the Globus telescopes we've got at the moment talk about thousands, millions of light years. And a light year is the distance that light travels in a year. And it travels at 186,000 miles a second. So you can do the maths when you go home. I can't remember what it is. It's a long way. As high as the heavens are above the earth. As far as the east is from the west. We're not talking about as far as America is from Russia, because actually, if you go the other way around the world, it's about 20 miles, about the same width as the channel. But we're talking about creation, the east from the west. So if the heavens are that many billion miles upwards, the east is that many billion miles that way, and the west is that many billion miles that way, and that is how far God has removed your transgressions, my transgressions, from us. Wow. The Starship Enterprise would take years to go and find him. I don't want to be on the Starship Enterprise when it goes looking, but that's how long he would take. Even at warp speed. The friends will need to come back and understand the love that God has for us. And so as we draw to the end of our time together this morning, we're going to opportunity for prayer. If people would like to receive prayer,
and you will be delighted and honored to pray with you. If you want us to pray for a particular physical complaint, mental turmoil that you have at the moment, we'd be delighted to do that. But above all, this morning, I want you to go away with that fresh touch, that fresh revelation, a hug from Father's love. Hey, remember when you were little and got a hug from your dad? You can have a hug from Father's love.
Hallelujah.
This morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Come back to John.